You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
We're back live here at Mill Road for live coverage of Barnstaple Town against AFC Totten. It's 6-1 at halftime to the away side. But we are back, about to be underway. And I'm Doug Webber, and I'm still joined by Tony Croft. Did you get your Bovril?
I didn't. I got a cup of tea, but I didn't have time to drink it. It was so piping hot, and the player started coming out just as I got it into a cup.
Oh, that is disappointing. I can only apologise for that.
Let's break the barrel over you two a bit.
Definitely.
Just getting a little bit of banter from one of our AFC Totten fans. And we are back underway here.
And it was Ethan that's gone off. Ethan's gone off and Jack Hoey's come on.
Yeah, so it'll be an interesting change that. So Hoey playing in that number 10 role that we saw Ethan Taylor playing in that first half. So it won't change much to do with the actual shape of the team, will it?
No, Jack likes that little play in the hole anyway, behind the front two. So he'll be good at doing that. A different presence for the basketball players to pick up because Jack's obviously much taller, more right-footed than left.
Yeah, it's a different opposition completely. But if you are just joining us, welcome. You're listening to Stags Radio with me, Doug Webber, and financial director of AFC Totten, Tony Croft. Just a little bit head tennis now, but now this is the opportunity here for Hoey to run forward, looking for the ball forward for Shaquille, but he's not able to find Gwenguian. It will be cleared by Barnstaple, but now Zuba's going to have to do some work in order to get that ball, and it comes off the attacker there. A little bit dangerous there. Neil Last nearly got a foot to it, but now it's back with Noyce, and now across to Reggett, and he's driving past players with ease. He's driven past three players there. Now gives the ball out, looking for Kasimu. And a sliding tackle there by Jones means that they win the throw-in on the far side.
He's getting more and more confident every game, Jordan.
He is, and there's the ball from Jack Hoey. Gives it to Kasimu. Freddie Reed shoots, and it's a good save. Or was that just wide? No, it was just wide of the goal. That was a great attempt there from Freddie Reed.
I think it just may have just clipped the post, you know. There definitely seemed to be some sort of deflection.
It might have just been an awkward bounce, potentially.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe,
know.
Well,
the referee was very confident that it was only a goal kick. Just going to have a little look at what comments are coming in on Podbean. Ben Ra, how are we doing, Ben? Is saying that second place Scholing scored in first half stoppage time to go in level at 2-2 against fifth placed Froome Town. So, 2-2 there, which is, that's going to be good reading for Totten fans.
Game of the day, that one in the league, Froome against Scholing.
Yeah, second against fifth at the start of the day. We're 2.5 minutes in to this second half here. Cheeky little flick there from Callum Bourne to give it back to Zuba. And, I'll tell you what, the sunglasses are coming off.
The Biddeford clouds arrived.
They have. That's right. Is it? And the minute that's gone behind the sun's gone behind the cloud, it's chilled down by a good few degrees, and you've taken your jumper off. Yeah. So there we go. The ball forward. Jack Hoey's in the box. He puts the ball across.
It's a great cross.
Yeah, it was a great cross, but Kasimu just jumps over it, thinking there was somebody behind him. Mohamed gives it out to Washbrook, who got the assist for the Barnstable goal in that first half. And it was a great header there by Edmondson to get them on the score sheet at least. Callum Bourne, just about 10 yards in front of us here. And that's the good thing about Jack Hoey. He comes deep to collect that ball as well. If he's not involved in the game, he wants to be involved, and
Agreed.
He will go forward, come back to collect it. Freddie Reed does really well, but he's not able to keep hold of the ball. And now Joseph's able to spring forward. But nobody there. Gives it to Mohamed. Nearly gets nicked off Mohamed by Hoey. And they're able to play it back to Spence at the back for Barnstable. And now Jones is driving forward. That youth and the lack of care. I think it's good. It's the freedom that he's been given from that centre-back role. And he's driving forward now. And he's got a cross into the box. It's straight into Noyce's hands. But a player of his age to be able to run at defences without a care in the world, that's going to be positive for Barnstable. But a misplaced touch there by the captain, Radford. And Kasimu, can he get his shot away? He can. Well, that's a great save there by Jack Arthur in the Barnstable goal to palm it away for a corner ball.
And they've definitely worked on something in that half-time, the defenders there, because that was another opportunity where Hish, on the edge of the box, he used his pace to get a yard clear, but the defender backed off nicely, which meant that the way to goal was not as free as it was in this first half, which enabled the keeper to make a great save.
Tam Tahan is saying, happy birthday, Tony. Yeah, we just need to remind everybody it is Tony's 75th birthday today. Sorry, not 75th. Ball to Shaq. Cross over from Reed, and that's very heavy, and that will go out for a goal kick. I'm sorry, that was a bit cruel, wasn't it?
That's no problem at all. I take all the abuse.
Hey, no, it's nice. There's nothing you'd prefer doing on your birthday than sitting here live on Stags Radio.
Well, the wife and the kids wanted to have a party, and I said, well, I'm going to Barnstable, so you can have a party whenever you want.
I tell you what, AFC Tottenham are having a party here today. If you are just joining us, it could have been worse for them, but it is Barnstable Town 1, AFC Tottenham 6 at the moment. Kasimu with a great attempt just a couple of minutes ago. And what do you reckon Glenn will be saying in that changing room at half time?
They want more of the same. He won't let them drop off. He'll be looking at them and making sure they're doing the right things, doing the things he does in training, the way he wants the side to play. High press, getting the ball forward quickly, but in a structured manner. And just keep going. He won't let them letting themselves off.
Ball given away there. Griffin gives it to Reed. That's a nice little flick there from Kasimu to keep control of it. He's got Griffin running outside him. There's loads of space here for Griffin to pick the cross. It's a high cross. And if anything, I think he had a little bit too much time. And that's gone over everyone. And it will be a throw on the far side. Bit of a waste there.
Played too much golf there, Griff. That was a pitch onto the green, wasn't it?
Well, I think it would have missed the green.
May have missed the green, but it definitely missed the bunker as well. So,
thank you for rejoining us here for this second half on Stags Radio. The numbers are slightly down from the first half, so make sure you get it shared. Get everyone listening into this. We need you to get in touch with us, and it makes the show nice and lively for us as well.
Harry's done well there to win that ball and get it back to Zubel so we can start again.
Oh yeah, bringing us back to reality there, Tony. Just back to the football. Didn't like my promotion there of Stags Radio, but now Barnstable are driving forward, and Mohamed went for the effort from about 45 yards, trying to lob Noyce. But now I think that's Joseph, who's just been fouled on the far side by Medway. I think it was just a trailing leg. No maliciousness in that. But it will be a free kick on the far right-hand side for Barnstable. Opportunity for them to get it into the mixer.
Yeah, again, they've grown into the game again, haven't they? as you said, the guy had took a shot 45 yards out. Noisy was off his line. If he'd got enough height on it, he may well have caused problems.
Joseph into the box and it comes off Medway. Calls for a handball there, but nothing given. Shaq tries to win the ball and now Ngalo's driving forward. He's got 3v3 here in front of him. That's a great ball with the outside of the boot. And Griffin's there. Oh, first touch just made it difficult for him. But he's still got an opportunity. Can he give it to Hoey? He does. It's into the corner. What a great goal.
We talked about that in the first half, you know, with Jack and his shooting. In the corner. The keeper's got no chance.
It's a bobbling ball, which made it very, very difficult for Jack Arthur. But Jack Hoey comes onto the pitch and within 9 minutes tucks the ball away from probably 20 to 25 yards out. Lets the ball come into his body and he rolls it across Arthur. And that's a great finish from distance to give them a 7-1 lead now. And it's going to be a long 35 minutes for the Barham.
Yeah, good finish. The ball, as you said, the ball over the top to Griffin just didn't go into his feet. Bounced up on his knees, but he managed to compose himself and laid on Jack, who cleverly put it into the corner.
It was carefully placed, wasn't it?
It was.
He saw that ball coming, and it was a great assist from Griff there, who's standing in front of us, who will be able to hear me saying that. But he's ignoring
it's
everything.
A picture of concentration.
Yeah, of course he is. The consummate professional that Sam Griffin is always turns out brilliantly for the Stags. Gives the ball back to Zuba. Zuba with a little slip, but he gets back onto his feet. Testament to that first touch there, and that's a good turn around the corner there from Kasima, who gives it back to Shaq. Shaq does get there. He's got Reggett on the left-hand side of him. Can Reggett get the ball into the box? He can't, but he gives it back to Shaquille Gwengwe. He goes down easily there. Well, it was a little bit theatrical, so I wonder whether the referee took exception to that. Bourne with the ball into the box is over everyone. Ngalo tries to win that ball, but the bouncing ball's difficult to control and Joseph can come away with it now. Looking to pick out a pass, but it's not made it there. And now Jack Hoey on this right-hand side is able to pick a cross and it's bouncing straight into the hands of Arthur. He'll be relieved to see that come into his hands.
Definitely. He's had a bit of a torrid time with the shots coming in. So it'd be nice to have the ball in his hands.
Come on, guys. Get this link shared. Let's see if we can get it over 20 listeners. Let's see if we can raise those numbers slightly. Joseph with the flicked header. And now he wins the ball back here, Joseph. And there's a touch over past the defence here. And the two defenders there, Reggett and Zuba, do very well in combination to just ease Joseph off the ball. Big challenge there by right back Washbrook. And it will be a throw-in. Ngalo just a little bit slow to get back to his feet there, but he's probably tired all the running he's been doing in that midfield.
It's that hill. It's that rolling down that hill, isn't he?
He nearly made it into the home dugout there. Lovely sprayed ball out from Noyce to the feet of Callum Bourne. And now Griffin, no more than 5 yards in front of us, gives the ball to Hoey with ease. Hoey turns, does a full 360, gives it back to Griffin. Griffin with the cross. It's headed away, but only to Hoey. Can he hit it with his left foot? He can't, but he gives it out to Reggett on the left-hand side. Reggett with the cross into the box. There's nobody there, and it's cleared at the first time of asking.
It wasn't a bad cross, excuse me, to be fair, by Reggett's there. Just no one running in on the near post.
Throw in from Reggett to Ngalo. Medway driving forward now. Oh, gosh, he's
getting
really
a nosebleed.
He's going to get a nosebleed. And he does he win anything? He doesn't, but he wins the ball back, which is what he does. Potentially a foul there, but nothing given by the referee, Callum Waller. Joseph looking forward now, looking for the run of Neil Last, but it doesn't make it there, and he's exposed Neil Last. Feel sorry for him because he hasn't got anyone really that close to him there.
No, because we're committing so many people forward and we're attacking with pace, they're having to defend deep. And he was up there alone, had two defenders and the keeper to try and get the ball off. And it's not going to be easy at all.
That is a late challenge there by Gwengui. Did lead with the studs there. Just got to be very, very careful because that was
another late one from Shaq there. Another late one. That's two in the last 20 minutes or so.
That was right over the toes of Spence there. Both players are back on their feet now, and I think Shaq probably just apologised to him now, which he does, which is nice to see. Nothing malicious in it, but it was a hefty challenge and a little bit on the dangerous side. So it will be a free kick to be taken by Jack Arthur. Hearing that the sound might have dropped out. I do apologise if that is the case. And that ball met by Zuber and given to Noyce. Callum Bourne, more direct to Kasimu. Clip of Kasimu's heels there, but he's still got the ball, so advantage is played. Ngalo got Raguette running on the outside of him, but it's just cut out, but it does make it to Raguette. Raguette cuts inside, shoots with his right foot, and that has gone into the rug. Oh, it's hit the nets, but that's a long way behind the goal.
Yes, not one of his best. We'll quickly gloss over that.
No, I think the sound, it sounds like the sound might be fine. I can turn your mic down if you need to have a cough tone. There we go. It's all
been
good.
A debut. I don't know how this all technology works. Get those words out.
Don't worry, it's not as high tech as it looks.
Okay.
I can manage it.
I don't want to say too much.
So 15 minutes gone in this this second half here. So it's Barnstaple 1, AFC Tottenham 7. Bit of head tennis here. Gwengui wins the ball. Now looking to turn. Turns round the youthful inexperience of Jones. And Jones does well to get back, to get into a position to make that challenge. And it will be a corner ball. But Shaq's down on the floor there. And he's looking like he's in a bit of pain.
I think that's because of the dive.
Maybe.
It was definitely a diving off the pool there.
Yeah. It was Tom Daly-esque.
It definitely was, yeah.
But there was a great...
He wasn't looking for a penalty, to be fair to him. So we read a caveat there. He wasn't looking for a penalty, but...
There was a bit of a gritting of the teeth, though, as he made it back to his feet. But it will be corner to be taken by Freddie Reid. Always offers exceptional delivery. So, if you were listening in the first half, we did curse that slightly. But he plays it short. Gives it to Callum Bourne. And a little flick from Callum Bourne makes it back to Freddie Reid. And it is offside. Freddie Reid puts his hands in the air, a bit frustrated there, and Griffin's frustrated as well. I think he wanted the ball played into the box there. Like, when you get those players coming up from the back, you don't want to expend useless energy, do you?
Agreed. Short corner has its place, but it's amazing how many times people do the short corner and the ball goes back to the corner taker and he's standing in an offside position. Sometimes you do wonder what footballers think about, you know. You have to move forward. You can't just stand there on the corner spot and say, I'll have the ball back, because the defenders are all moved out of the box.
That free kick from the offside there, gone straight out of play on the full from Jack Arthur's boot. It will be a throw into Raguette, looking for Shaquille Gwengui, and they win the throw. So it's Jack Hoey just chasing the ball down the touchline to go and collect it, as we see Sam Griffin making a little attacking run to the back post here. Gwengui gives it back to Raguette. Again, those two combining to cause so much trouble. And Griffin's there to tuck it away and make it 8.
And that's Jordan Raguette's getting great delivery. Opened up the room. Good run. He's found nicely by Shaq. And then a decent cross in. And Griff was able to put it in on the far post.
Sorry, I'm just getting a little bit of aggro for how loudly I shouted the word 8. Sorry, I've got to add some energy to it. But Sam Griffin will be really pleased to get on the score sheet there.
I tell you, Craig on the sponsor's WhatsApp, our photographer, I don't know if he's here or not, but he's getting the goals in before we are. I mean, he's managed, he's already put on 8-1 on the WhatsApp group.
Wow, that is...
And I haven't even got to Twitter yet. I know I'm not the best on technology, but Craig is... He must be here.
Well, either that or he's...
He's not there. He's saying he's not there, but he's seeing the goals before we are.
Well, he must have just been the speed of my commentary. Maybe he's got it tuned straight into his ears. Gwengui just having a little bit of treatment there, a bit of the magic spray of the water bottle on his left thigh. And Andrew Hanley didn't have to do much there, but Gwengui did receive treatment, so he's just going to have to make his way over to the touchline and Barnstaple kick off again. And we knew it was going to be a long afternoon for them, or we kind of suggested it probably would be. And Kasimu goes straight into the action there, and a little foul there, and it will be a free kick to Barnstaple.
Again, sorry, can't comment, didn't see it. I was updating Twitter.
That's fine. That is permitted. That is permitted. And if you do want to get involved, if you are listening and think, well, this sounds like fun, I quite fancy getting involved with this, do get in touch with the club or Stags Radio on Twitter, either AFC Tottenham on Twitter or Stags Radio. Just let us know. You don't have to have experience, and you could be at the Snow Stadium doing our Twitter commentary or commentary of the audio variety too. Just get involved. There are match reports that need writing and all sorts, so just get in touch. And we can teach you everything you need to know. N'Golo with the ball forward, looking for Shaquille Gwengwe.
Oh, he's pulled up there. I think his hamstring's gone.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, his hamstring's gone
there. Oh, that's not nice. That's not nice to see. Yeah, that's going to be a very painful one. And now we're just seeing a couple of substitutes for Tottenham ready to go. That's Jack Masterton and 16, just seeing it's Lewis Waterfield, but that you never like to see that, do you? He's gone down very heavily there.
Yeah, you saw him straight away. He tried to set off and he was pulling up. The problem is when you've got a player of that sort of pace and your hamstring goes, I never had pace in my life, but I've seen it enough times, they can't stop straight away, so they're sort of hobbling along with a really damaged hamstring.
They're treating him
magic hands, Hanley.
Well, that's not nice. Look, and the thing is that he has gone down like in quite a state, and he does look like he's having to be comforted there by Callum Bourne, who knows exactly what it's like to take a nasty injury. So we're wishing Shaq Gwengwe all the best in this. We hope he will be able to continue, but it doesn't look likely.
And you look at the scoreline, he's got a hat-trick, he's had a good game, good, what, 60, 65 minutes. You know, it's not worth risking it, to be honest. Get him off.
Yeah.
Let him rest the hamstring. Let the physio do the work.
Yeah, and he is just wriggling himself off the far pitch to trying to make his way back to his feet. But you're not going to want to put much weight on that leg. And yeah, he is hobbling quite badly there. So we wish you all the best, Shaq, as you head back to, hopefully he won't be out for long, but we have got two substitutes that are ready and waiting to come on, or they are on now. So we've got Jack Masterton is on, as is Lewis Waterfield, and just trying to have a little look, see who are the players that's come off. Well, one's going to be Shaq, but I'm not sure who the other player is who has come off there.
Is it Freddie? Freddie come off?
And it is, yes, correct. So Freddie Reed is off. Jack Masterton has taken his place at the base of the midfield. And Lewis Waterfield is on for Shaq Gwengwe.
Yeah, Jack's gone and played up front. Jack Howie's gone and played up front with Hish.
Cross comes in there from Barnstaple. Sorry to interrupt you there, Tony. Sorry.
And Lewis Waterfield's playing in the hole.
Howie. Great ball down from that chest and now releases Griffin here on this near side. Attacking Radford, the captain. Can he take it past him? He can. Can he get across into the box? He does. It's over the head of Kasimu, but I think there was a little push there I'm not sure there was.
If he's given there. I've just looked up to see if it was offside. It wasn't offside.
I wonder if, as Lewis Waterfield was running past Jones, maybe just gave him a little shove. But Lewis Waterfield did put it into the net. Thought he had made it 9, but it stays at 8, and a free kick is given to Barnstaple.
Yeah, I didn't see the foul at all. I looked to the linesman to see if he put an offside flag up, but referee definitely saw it early. He hasn't got much wrong, the referee, if anything. So,
no, he's had a good game. Yeah. And we were treated the other day in the FA Trophy to Premier League ref Keith Stroud refereeing at the Snows, which was quite a luxury. But the thing is like there are a number of good referees at this level and every level. And it's important to say that actually, if you do want to get into refereeing, there is a bit of a shortage at the moment. So do get in touch with your local county FA as Hoey shoots from range and it goes about a yard wide of Arthur's goal, but never going to be punishing him from there.
No, too far out there from Jack. But hey, worth a pop shot.
I don't think he had many options in front of him. No. Hish was surrounded by players, and so there was only one option there, and that was to take that shot. Ben Ra has put in a nice big comment into Podbean, really testing my reading and commentating skills. But it's with reference to AFC Tottenham Sunday League team. They're in cup action tomorrow morning against Bougie Pint, who have they've already beaten twice this season. As Griffin takes the quick throw, looking for Kasimu, gives it to Waterfield. Waterfield looks to shape to shot, but gives it to Hoey. Can Hoey get the ball across? Can he finish? He takes a shot, but it's saved by Arthur, and it will be a corner ball. But so AFC Tottenham, in cup action tomorrow morning against Bougie Pint. They play at Fleming Park in Eastleigh at 10:30. Come down and support the Sunday Stags. And we spoke to Sam Conway the other evening at Scholing, and they're doing real good things there as the ball comes in, and it's a header by Medway. It's over the top of. Oh, the bouncing ball goes over the top of Zuba, looking to get his second goal of the game. But it does go over his head, and it will be a goal kick. But yeah, look, the thing is we mentioned it when we spoke to Sam Conway the other night. To kind of breed an attitude of that winning mentality, that goes right the way across the team, doesn't it, and the club?
It is, yeah, and it's a community club. We want Sunday side, we've got youth sides. You know, a couple of the Sunday side are training with the first team, which is great for them. So yeah, we want the whole club to move forward, and the club relies on all of its teams to help build the club forward, build the club higher. Great to see some of the Sunday side players with the first team training with the first team,
and that's
hopefully
the youth team.
The youth team will hopefully develop into the first team players as well.
Exactly, so. and we talk about that, having the academy now with being run by Brett and Addy. Right, the thing is having the Sunday team almost a feeder team. It does give you a different perspective, doesn't it? And it gives them the opportunity to play regular football in a competitive environment in the City of Southampton Sunday League, which is the top kind of Sunday league that you can play in the area. And that is going to be a real test and gives Glenn a few more potential opportunities to see players.
Always, yes. Yeah, it's fantastic for the club. And the Sunday side, as you say, they're going great guns. I believe they're big game on... one of the big games on last Sunday against their nearest challengers, and they won convincingly.
Yeah, Chamberlain Athletic, they beat them 5-0. That is quite a thrashing when you play first versus second. You don't expect a 5-0 result, but we said we didn't expect a big result between kind of Tottenham and Scholing, and that we know how that ended up. And that free kick comes in from Joseph straight into the hands of Noyce, and it's rolled out to Ngarlo, and yet again they're able to spring an attack. Direct from Noyce. That ball forwards doesn't reach Waterfield. Clearance does reach Griffin, though. Waterfield with a big challenge, and he does very well to win that ball. Callum Bourne. Hoey comes deep. Collects the ball, gives it to Masterton. Not seen a great deal of Jack Masterton yet, but he just does the quiet stuff very well. Flick ball over the top there by Hoey, and it's straight into the hands of Arthur in the Barnstable goal.
Yeah, it's noticeable when it's now it's just Hish up front. Jack is playing just behind. I didn't realise I thought he was going to play up front with him, but he's playing just behind. So defenders are able to smother Hish a little bit more now.
Yeah,
so he's not getting as much space, is he?
Yeah, it's interesting the way they're playing now. It's almost like a 3-5-1-1. So like three central defenders, a bank of five players across the midfield, and then Hoey just behind Kasimu. But now we say that, and now Hoey's back up front in that position.
So. I was about saying the same thing. Just as I said that, Hoey's gone back up front again now. So he's got a free role, let's say.
They really like to curse us commentators, don't they? The minute we say something, it doesn't happen. And the referee just making sure Callum Bourne's taking that throw in from the allotted position. Ball across to Medway, and he's released Raguette. Joseph does well to win the ball from Raguette, but he can't keep that ball. Ball back to Ngarlo. Just resets the play, gives it back to Noyce. and superb distribution out to Bourne on this near side. Bounces the ball off Waterfield. Now looking for a more direct ball. Looks for Griffin, but it's just in front of him. And that's a dangerous ball back from Radford. And it's come to Arthur. And that's over the back of us. Very close to us. Hits the bin. And don't worry, the Stags radio equipment is in one piece. Well, it's not more than one piece, but maybe a little foul there from Waterfield. Flicks the back heel. He was falling over anyway, I think, there, Waterfield, but yes. Gave away the free kick.
It's been a quiet 10 minutes.
It has, yeah. Well, more than 10 minutes. We've only got 17 minutes left of this game. If you are just joining us here on Stags Radio, thank you for being with us. We do really appreciate it. It is Barnstaple Town 1, AFC Totten 8.
8 is correct, yes.
And that coughing is catching. Oh, gosh, I probably shouldn't say that. Just a little tickle in the throat. Just had a mouthful of squash and just went down the wrong way. Don't worry. We are outside and we are keeping our metre distance between me and Tony Crofts here.
We're keeping compliant. Keeping compliant.
We are indeed. And a foul given there against Zuba. And I think he's going to book Zuba.
Commentator's curse again, just complimenting the referee there. I don't really know what Zuba did wrong there. I see the tackle and the player ran over his foot.
I think Zuba slides in to try and keep control of the ball and maybe just a little bit over exuberant. So we know Zuba's playing style is quite over exuberant, but that, and the player is down in a lot of pain and he is writhing in a lot of pain and they are just calling for a physio to come over. We're hoping this isn't anything serious, but the player is still down. Stefan Zuba has been booked there.
Stefan, in his normal way, is having a chat with the referee about it. Likes to talk about all of his bookings.
Yeah. But either way, whatever's happened there, we never like to see a player down injured, and Zuba would never have had the intention of hurting his opponent, but he is down in a little bit of pain here, so we hope it's all right there. I think it's Joseph maybe down on the deck. And they have got a substitution ready, and it will be number 14 to come on, Harry Hopcroft, which we imagine it will be for Joseph here. They're not moving the player at the moment, just...
There is some concern, isn't there?
Yeah,
the players are around him. It just looked innocuous from my angle. And it just didn't look anything.
And that's the thing, is that quite often that happens. It does look innocuous. And I think the tension's around the left knee of Joseph here. And Joseph, it would be a shame if he is injured, because he has been a bit of a bright spark for them. Not to be too harsh, but in a team of not many bright sparks.
He was decent. He was decent last week. He caused us problems last week. When they went forward, when he got the ball, he got good pace. And he's very direct, and he's been useful today.
So I'm not sure if it is the knee. It looks like it might be tib and fib kind of area. The lower left leg looks like it's going to be receiving a little bit of treatment. Or is it the calf? Well, they are lifting it. I'm hoping he's not moving around that. If that's a broken bone, you don't want to be doing that. But
no,
either way, we'll cut away from that to get you a bit of news, Tony. And Frome Town have taken the lead against Scholing. Plus, Frome have hit the post with a penalty. Thank you for the update, Ben Ra. That does mean that, as things stand, AFC Totten would extend their lead at the top of the Southern League Division 1 South. From Scholing, who were in second at the start of the day, which would be warmly welcomed.
Yeah, as I say, game of the day, that game, Frome against Scholing. And I don't know, I suppose, being selfish, we would like a draw. Let both teams drop points. But difficult place, Scholing, Frome to go to.
Yeah.
Scholing, we played them on Tuesday. They lost a couple of players there in injury. And I know they had a few players out for the game against us. So... they are utilising the full elements of their squad.
Yeah, and for you guys listening who might have been concerned about Alangel Joseph, he is being able to walk off the pitch by his own steam, which is good to see. It was good that they took the precaution. Physio took the precaution just to make sure that he was all well before getting himself back on his feet. But he is hobbling quite nastily. So we wish him all the best in any recovery that might need to take place there. In the same way that we do with Shaq, who got injured earlier on in the game. He looks like he's got his hamstring wrapped up, sitting next to Andrew Hanley there on the subs bench. So quite a long stoppage here, a stoppage of a few minutes as we just wait for Joseph's substitution to be made. Harry Hopcroft makes his way onto the pitch, just being announced here into the ground. And he's getting a good round of applause here. But of course, it is a free kick to Barnstable in an attacking position.
It's been about 5 minutes, isn't it? 5 minutes.
Yeah, getting stoppages up for about 5 minutes, yeah. But Harry Hopcroft is now on the pitch and Callum Bourne goes to meet him. Goes straight into the action here. Low cross, looking for the shot, and it was going into the corner, but Lewis Noyce makes a good save at his near post.
Yeah, great save by Noyce there.
And that long ball there from Jack Masterton, and it's controlled brilliantly by Kasimu. He releases Waterfield, and Waterfield, well, I thought he had gone down under the pressure of Hopcroft, but nothing given, and they're able to clear the lines. What do you make of that one then, Tone?
Yeah, Hish did really well there, controlled it nicely on the halfway line, turned and released Lewis. I think the ball ran very well for Lewis there, and meant that Hopcroft was able to catch up with him, and it was a 50-50, nothing there, really.
Callum Bourne plays the ball into Waterfield. Does well to control it at the second attempt. Masterton bounces it off Reggett, gets it back, and now N'Galo comes deeper. And now they're just moving the ball just after that stoppage, just giving everyone a touch. Clipped ball over from Medway, gives it to Bourne, who's open in lots of space, gives it out wide to Griffin. Can he get the crossway? He cuts inside, cuts back outside, as we know he can do so well. It's at the back post there, and a late arriving Jordan Reggett is unable to get it on target, and will be a goal kick.
Griff twisting and turning there, and getting a decent cross in. Keeper had no chance to intercept it, so just Jordan coming in on the left, on the far post, wasn't able to just get a shot on target there.
It's one of Griff's great attacking weapons, isn't it? The way that he cuts in and back and in and back. And he made poor old Lewis Edmondson, the goal scorer for Barnstable, look like he was dancing slightly. Yeah,
makes him dizzy, I think.
Yeah. Goal kick from Arthur. Onto the head of Medway. It's high into the sky. The second ball is won by Mohammed. Hopcroft plays the ball across and it makes its way to Mohammed. That's a good turn there by Bamforth, who we haven't heard from much today in the centre of midfield for Barnstable. Still in possession of the ball here, Barnstable, but just as I say that, that is a commentator's curse. Yes. They give it away and N'Galo nicks it and starts running forward, gives the ball to Hoey. Hoey's in a foot race with Jones, and Jones just wastes no time in clearing that ball out for a corner ball.
Jackson, a rush to get a corner going. Soups are coming up front, seeing a second goal for himself.
But as a member of the board as a member of the board for Totten, you want to see that urgency, even when they're 8-1 up.
Yes, and Glenn will be demanding it from them. No let off. Just keep going.
And that cross comes very deep from N'Galo, and it will be a goal kick. But that's that thing. Is having that urgency throughout is something that Glenn demands, isn't it? He's got very high standards, Glenn.
Yeah.
And he knows that, but all the players know that when they know what they're signing up to.
Exactly right. All managers demand that teams win. I mean, Glenn's not the only person in the football fraternity that wants his teams to win, but he demands a certain way of playing, and he won't be letting them take a back seat here.
Goal kick there from Arthur. Again, onto the head of the ever-present Harry Medway there. And a clip there of the heels off Washbrook by Hoey, sorry.
But that's right, though. Barnstable getting more people in midfield now. It's stifling us somewhat. We're not getting as much time on the ball. And and no space to make their passes.
Ambitious ball around the corner there from Radford, and it goes out for a throw-in. Down in the left-hand corner, as we look at it, in the hands of Callum Bourne, who I think's had a good game coming back into the team.
Yeah, and he'd be tired tonight because he's been running up and down that line. Considering he's, as you said, playing as a third centre-back, he's been foraging forward in every opportunity he gets.
And Griff will be pleased that he's been able to, because of Bourne's kind of high position, that Griff's been able to have that freedom. Just as we talk about Griff, he starts roaming forward now, gives the ball to Kasimu, who's got Hoey in front of him. He finds Hoey out on his right-hand side, plays the ball in front of...
Griffin got
just in front of Griffin, and he falls to the floor dramatically, and there's a wry smile on his face. The ball did go just straight into the hands of Arthur, and Griff was so close to being able to get that.
It was. It looked like it wasn't going to get through to Griff, and then I think it shocked everyone because Griff got the ball, or had a chance to get the ball, and then he was so shocked he fell over.
He did, indeed. Long ball there. Zuba wins the header. Waterfield wins the second header, and Griff tries to turn it around the corner. He does brilliantly, though. That first touch gets it over the top. Kasimi's not quite there, and it's dealt with by the defenders. But Jack Hoey is there, has the overlapping run of Bourne, just pulls the defender out of the way. Hoey gives it back to N'Galo. Medway moving the ball really well now, the Stags. Clip ball over the top, and the pace of Ragetts there. He plays it back to Waterfield. Little step over, gives it to N'Galo. We know he can strike them from distance. He cuts himself back into out of space. And on the left foot, he stings the fingertips of Jack Arthur. And now Jack Arthur will be able to clear that ball. But wow, on the weak foot.
We were saying, have a go on his right foot. And when he turned on his left, I thought, oh no, he's not gonna have a shot on his left. So he's going to lay it off. And then all of a sudden, he unleashed one.
Yeah, very powerful shot there. Thought he had turned himself back into danger. Zuba wins that header. Takes a little whack in the process, though. Just aimless balls forward there from Barnstable, and Masterton's able to control it and give it to Medway, who plays the simple ball to Waterfield. Clip ball over the top looking for Kasimu, but Arthur comes and collects and just rolls it out to his right back, Washbrook.
Yeah, there were apparent change in formation in the second half where they're getting more people in midfield and stifling us. It's meaning when the ball does go forward, coming with the striker is, but he's all by himself.
Exposed on his own, isn't he? Just massively very isolated.
Exposed, massively exposed. Just doesn't seem they're not able to get forward quick enough to help him. It does mean when they are stifled in midfield, but we're getting the ball back and trying to reset ourselves and go again.
And it is there's going to be a substitution here for the home side, as it looks like Tony Radford, the captain, is heading off, and he gives this captain's armband to James Spence, his centre-back partner. Just trying to see who has come on for him. It's number 17, so it's Ryan Sanders. Ryan Sanders comes into the game for the captain. His work's done for today, Tony Radford. It's been a difficult day for Tony Radford.
Difficult day for a lot of the basketball players.
But they're on the attack at the moment. And the player who got the assist in the first half, Washbrook, loses the ball, and Griffin floods forward with a number of Totten players. There was a 5-on-5 for a minute there, but they've been able to get one back. And now Hoey has the ball here. Can he get a shot away? Oh. And that's a venomous strike, but it's over the bar. And the offside flag hadn't gone up. They were looking for it.
They're still looking for it.
But that flag is just to say that there is a goal kick. It did look like he was offside.
He looked like he was ahead of play, ahead of everyone. But as I say, we're on the halfway line here, and the pitch is slopey. Is that the right word, slopey?
We can go for slopey. Okay. That's fine.
Is that the English dictionary? That's good. Just
seeing that Saints have taken the lead at home to Leeds. Late goal there for the Saints, and possibly on their way to 3 points. Becky has messaged, hello Bex, Ava, James's daughter, and myself are listening, amazing score, and happy birthday Tony.
Thank you Becky, very kind of you.
Is this your family who have gathered around?
They are, yes, they've been in town shopping, well, I assume shopping, so.
Oh nice.
They've gathered around and we're off to something to eat later on and then staying over.
Oh very nice, making the most of their time in Devon here. That's a physical challenge there on Kasimu, but he wins the ball. Waterfield plays it out wide to Griffin. Oh, Griffin with a great skill there. Can he get the cross in? He can, but it's very deep and nobody's chasing that one down, and it will go out for a goal kick.
He's definitely got that. They're definitely working on the golf course and chipping into the green. Showing us various varieties of it now.
Glenn's going to be so pleased, isn't he?
Very good. Very professional performance. As I said, one when we went 1-0 up, you thought, here we go. 1-0, 3 minutes gone. We'll go on and win this convincingly. And whilst we have done, the next 10 minutes, next 10, 15 minutes were difficult watching. And Barnsville got back into the game in 1-0. But then from then onwards, we've pushed on. We've been very professional in what we've done. And we've been clinical up front. As Barnsville will get a free kick whilst my expert commentator.
In to Totten, still putting pressure on even though they have a 7-goal lead.
All of a sudden we're looking for the Knights. Yes,
did you see how athletic that was over the gate there?
I'm getting worried because if something goes wrong with the radio, I've got no idea how to do anything.
Oh, don't worry, if it goes wrong then the people have got what they wanted. They've got a Totten victory. I don't think there's any danger in that not being the case. Lewis Waterfield gives it back to Zuba. Zuba driving forward, gives it to Bourne, and now Bourne gives it to Griffin around the corner. Possible handball there by Mohammed, but nothing given, and the ball's cleared away. But Waterfield wins it back.
Oof.
Oh, and he's taken one right in the face there. But he's dealt with it like a champion. He's now chasing down Barnstable players. That long ball there, and it's come off the top of Bourne's head.
Again, well done by Callum there. Followed the player back, tracked him nicely, and well, the referee's blown full time.
And that is the full time whistle. After a long journey down to Devon, The Stags leave with their 3 points. The final score here at Mill Road is Barnstable Town 1, AFC Tottenham 8. Well, Tony, good result.
Great result, professional performance, clinical in front of goal. Great game. Good birthday present for me. So thank you for all my birthday wishes, everyone. And we won 8-1. Looks like we're going to cement our place at the top of the league for the time being, which is great.
I'm going to ask you a really difficult question here.
Go on.
Who is your Stags Radio Man of the Match?
Oh, God. Yeah. Jeepers, that's a hard one. That is a hard one. I can't give it. I can't give one. I don't know. Shaq had a great first half. Hish had a great first half. No.
While you're having a think about it, I'm going to have a quick word with Callum Bourne.
Oh,
if we just, yeah, we're just losing the mic.
You're back again.
Going to have to make you walk just a couple more feet. Callum, coming down here, it's a long way, but to come away with an 8-1 victory and the 3 points, the all-important 3 points, could have been a banana skin. Wasn't today, was it?
Yeah, it could have been, to be fair. Like, we started strong, obviously got the early goal, but then they put a good ball in.
Every time. Thank you for that, Zuba.
He loves it. The left back's coming at the back post, and to be fair, great delivery, and he took it well. But from then, it kind of just got us going again. And then, obviously, I think the score at half-time was maybe 6. So we're ruthless today. Really good performance all round, and take the 3 points.
There's a couple of occasions, isn't there, this season where you've conceded a goal and it's kicked you into gear. And maybe it's exactly what you needed today.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's a habit we don't really want to fall into, to concede a goal to get us going, because we want to just get going from the start and ideally keep as many clean sheets as possible, because if you don't concede it, obviously we're at least getting a point from the game. It worked for us today, but I'm sure it's a habit myself and the rest of the lads want to kind of get rid of and just not need that kind of goal to get us going, really.
And I could see there was a shot from your left foot at the end there that you were hoping that to fly into the top corner. But as yet, not a goal. But it's good to see you in those attacking positions, even when you're playing centre-half.
Yeah, to be fair, obviously, we played the back three today and I was right side of that. So, of course, first and foremost, got to defend. But sometimes you get the space to kind of drive forward. And to be fair, I tried squaring one to Hish, which in hindsight definitely should have shot. So maybe that kind of influenced my decision to shoot with the left. That's what I enjoyed doing, trying to get forward. And hopefully more assists will come, but also a goal would be nice too.
Well done, Callum. Well done today, mate. It's great to hear from the players while they're just getting their breath back while still playing, Tone. But like, Callum was great today, wasn't he?
Yeah, fantastic. I'd say good performance by Callum. A lot of energy up and down the pitch, playing as a third centre back. So yeah, and he defended when he needed to defend. And let's be honest, whilst we've won 8-1, you know, and Noisy hasn't been massively troubled, but when we've needed to defend, we defended very well. And the three defenders have done well to block off any chance of Barnstable getting back into the game. So very good performance.
Have you made a decision?
I can't think of...
I'm going to have to push you, Tone. You're going to need to...
This
pick.
Is not usually my job on the board. so I don't usually have to pick the man of the match. God, dear me.
Let me remind you that Shaq Gwengwe did score 3 very early goals in the first half.
But he went off at half. He went off at 60 minutes, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
So, yeah, we're going to give it Shaq, because I say Shaq was clinical in front of goal.
Yeah.
Clinical, and he made room for Hish as well. I think he helped set one up for Hish. And he was a problem all game, all the 60 minutes he was in. And it was unfortunately his hamstring. We'll find out after the game how bad his hamstring is. So, yeah, I'm going to give it to Shaq. It may not be a popular decision with other people, but... Don't get me to choose Man of the Match in the future.
I think it's a very popular decision because it's who I would have gone for. Shaq Gwengwe is the Stags Radio Man of the Matches. Some of the subs just do their cool downs on the pitch here, and there's a nice little start to the sunset as well for your little weekend away. It's
fantastic,
lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, and great stuff.
Oh yeah, we do know it's. You didn't say it was. It's a 50th birthday.
Yeah, not out 50. It's
gosh, good. Wow, half century. Yeah, so
made it to the half century.
So you can send your cards to the Snow Stadium. He doesn't mind getting belated cards. That would be great. But Tony, thank you very much for joining me on Stags Radio, making your debut.
Yeah, making my debut and one and only chance. So it's good.
I tell you what, after such popular demand, you'll be back on radio very soon. Ladies and gents, we are going to leave it there here from Mill Road in Devon. It's Barnstable 1, AFC Totten 8.